speaking of Isaiah 52 and 53, there's the reference to Jesus as the man of sorrows. So now, when I talk about the happiness of Jesus, the immediate thing, people say, whoa, what are you talking about? He's not called the man of happiness, he's called the man of sorrows. Jesus was a man of sorrows specifically related to his redemptive work and the price that he knew he would have to pay on the cross. And he wept over Jerusalem for the sins of his people. And so was that sorrow? Of course it was sorrow. He wept at the death of Lazarus. But to say that he was a man of sorrows in every moment of his life is just unfair and inaccurate, because a man of sorrows is in relationship to his redemptive work. Of course, no one had greater sorrow than Jesus had for, let's say, the 24 hours preceding the cross. Certainly we know from the Garden of Gethsemane onward, this was intense sorrow. So, man of sorrows, absolutely. But when the children ran to Jesus and wanted him to hold them in their arms, that he was standing there looking sad, that he was standing there looking angry, children are attracted to happy people.
Yeah.
Scripture is emphatic on this. Hebrews 1, God has anointed Jesus with a gladness that exceeded that of all his fellows. And that might be the whole human race, to say that the happiest person who has ever lived on this planet is Jesus Christ.
Poor